It's a review extra. That's it's going to be quite broad in theme because we watched one half of Chelsea versus Paris Saint-Germain and then one half of Manchester City versus Real Madrid. But it's also more interesting to talk about the stuff that could, at the time of recording, I don't know about you at the time of listening, but at the time of recording, could impact Liverpool through the rest of the campaign. So whilst there's a number of questions about sort of Chelsea's selection and approach in this one, it's obviously more interesting to discuss for us the direction of travel Paris Saint-Germain going, but you can't have one without the other, so we will touch on Chelsea as well. And obviously the second half of Manchester City versus Real Madrid, the die has been cast to a certain extent by virtue of there only being 10 men, but I think it's interesting to check in on both of those sides in terms of where they are at the minute, not least because Liverpool also play Manchester City in a quarter final in a few weeks' time. So we'll start with Paris Saint-Germain versus Chelsea and how it plays out. And Sean, there's something quite staggering, I think, if one takes the last 20 minutes of the first leg and the first 20 minutes of the second leg in terms of the level of ruthlessness displayed by Luis Enrique's men, but also the confidence that they have in their own ruthlessness. They're not providing for one another tap-ins, but they are putting themselves in situations and their teammates in situations as they pulled this Chelsea side apart where, I mean, by all means disagree with me, but where if you freeze framed it before the ball was struck and went, do you think he scores there? I'd go, yes. The Barkley one's a great example. The expected goals on it is 0.06 XG. It's after 14 minutes, it's 0.06 XG. And you can look at it and you can say, you know, it's a bit of a funny position. He's theoretically got two players around him. He's 18 yards out. But as that ball arrived at him, every part of my fibre went, they're going 2-0 here. Every fibre of my being went, they're going 2-0 here. And that is a sign of a side that has such confidence, but also has such understanding between the players about how to get the best out of teammates. And I just think those five goals almost tell that story across the two legs.